B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Luke?
Let me just tell you what happened. So I went on a date with this girl, Mandy. We had an excellent time. It was a first date, and it just went well. We went out, we had some drinks. You know, things got a little crazy. She went back to my place, and we ended up hooking up. I just don't know what happened. I fell asleep, and I wake up, and she's gone. I actually lost my phone that night at the bar, so I couldn't contact her. In fact, I don't even have her number. I can't find her last name, so I was hoping that maybe you guys, I'm sure, like, if I give you, like her first name, I think I know, like, where she works. You know, some other clues, maybe you could probably track her down and figure out, like, where she went. Because I'm worried. Like, it's been, like, 2 weeks, and I can't figure out, you know, what happened with her and why she just randomly took off.
Are you sure you want us to try and find this girl, considering that, like, she... Some might say left, others might say escaped while you were sleeping.
I don't think it was like that. I mean, the day was it was going really well. I mean, we were hooking up, so.
All right.
So, like, do you think you could find, like?
I'm going to put you on hold. Yeah, I'm going to have our producer take all as much information as he can, and we'll see what we can do, okay?
Okay.
All right, yeah. Cool. Second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right. We had to do a ton of work for this one. If you're just joining us, we just spoke to Luke, and he met this girl, Amanda. They went to his house. They hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
He woke up. She was gone. He had, like, basically nothing on her. He had her name. He told us where she worked.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa's very good at what she does.
Yeah, my stalking skills have gotten better over the years.
Yeah, this isn't the first time that she's done this. Found somebody on very minimal information. Let me
first name and where they're from, like the town or even a workplace helps. But usually, first name and town, I can usually figure it out.
She's like a bloodhound. She's like that. That way. anyway, so I think we found her, Luke.
Oh, wow. Okay, awesome.
Okay, no guarantees, but we're going to try and give her a call right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Amanda?
Yes, who's speaking?
Okay, please don't hang up because I'm not sure if this is the right person. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9, and we got a phone call from a gentleman who... He's looking for an Amanda, and we think it's you.
Okay,
I'm just going to tell you straight up, because the thing is, we're going to, you know, we have a chance. This guy would love to take you out on a date, and also, but I just want to make sure it's you. So, I'm going to say the name, Luke. Does that ring a bell?
No, I don't know a Luke.
Did you, Lucas, it's, you know what, hold on a second, because here's the thing. Luke, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so Luke is on the phone. Okay, so Luke, explain to Amanda how you guys, is this the Amanda? Does she sound familiar?
This is her, Amanda. I recognize your voice. This is Luke. We went out 2 weeks ago.
What, you alive?
What are you talking about? Yeah, of course I'm alive. Are you alive? I haven't heard from you for 2 weeks. I couldn't.
Wait.
I thought you were dead. Like
what?
Wait a second.
Hold on. Is this the right guy?
Luke from
yeah.
Oh my god. Like you were dead. Like after you came, you were lifeless on the bed. You didn't do anything.
No way.
Your eyes rolled back. Like I thought you were dead.
Okay.
So
I mean,
I didn't know.
I should have told you.
I just laughed.
No, I'm sorry. Like, it actually, I completely forgot. I kind of have this condition where sometimes when I, you know, I'm real close, like, I'll faint.
Oh, okay, you know? hold on a second, dude. Oh, my God.
You faint when you're having sex?
No, I don't faint when I'm having sex. I could faint right when I'm about to come, basically.
That's a real condition?
Sometimes. Yeah.
That can't be real.
Yeah.
I'm Googling that right now.
I mean, people don't really like talking about it, but yeah, it's real. So you thought I died and then you just left? Are you even calling anybody? You just left like a dead guy just in the bed?
I mean, like, what was I supposed to do? Like, it freaked me out. I didn't know what to do. So I was supposed to do something,
not nothing. You just ran away? That's the worst option. You didn't do anything?
It freaked me out. I didn't know what to do, okay? I thought you were dead. This call is freaking me out because it's like you're coming back.
Yo, she didn't call anybody.
Listen, I don't want to add fuel to the fire, but when we first called you, Amanda, we actually said, does the name Luke ring a bell? And you said no.
Listen, I thought I killed the guy. Okay, I've been freaking out the past 2 weeks. What am I supposed to say?
This is unbelievable. Like, I can't believe somebody would actually leave a guy there thinking he's dead and not call anybody.
Just because she put it on him.
Wow.
Okay, well, listen. Look, okay. I would have to say this is up there with a crab rangoon up the ass.
This is pretty unbelievable.
You guys deserve to go out with each other again and kind of, you know, talk this whole thing over. That's what I think. And like I said, we'll pay for the date if you guys are down.
I'm not interested. I think that can't. you're such a different girl than I thought you were. Like, for 2 weeks, you just sat with the fact that you possibly killed someone, didn't try to reach out to me, you know, you just ghosted.
You know what? I'm good. Because, like, the last thing I need is when we're hooking up is for you to pass out or die. I don't know what's happening with you.
It's a rare condition.
Don't even try to explain it.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
All right, if I had to guess, if somebody said this about their first date and about the person they went out with, I would probably guess you're not going to get a second date.
That was like one of the worst nights I've had in a long time. No, I'm good. I don't want anything to do with that guy.
Okay, or maybe they will. You're going to hear all about it in the Second Date Update on the 10s tomorrow at 8:10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.